Preservation of a fully functional marketing loan program has always been a goal for the cotton industry, and the National Cotton Council has always worked hard to maintain this program in making sure that it allows for cotton to move into the appropriate marketing channels. The Council's Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis, Dr. Jody Campici, joins us with answers to some of the questions producers and other industry members have had regarding crop insurance options for cotton.
The industry has placed a priority on crop insurance, and the National Cotton Council has continued to work for crop insurance programs that provide affordable and effective risk management options for our growers. We continue to work for safety net programs that do not restrict growers based on the size of their operation or income levels through payment limitations. When we look at the total safety net, we examine the best options for the industry while taking into consideration budget constraints, political realities, and trade issues.
When it comes to the response the council has seen to the Stacked Income Protection Plan, or STACS,
producers are still on a learning curve as they evaluate the STACS decision. However, while the number of STACS policies is fairly low across the Cotton Belt, the acreage insured by STACS is significantly higher, so it appears that larger producers may have been more likely to purchase a STACS policy. Adoption rates were low in Texas, but many Texas growers may have decided to select the yield exclusion option instead of STACS. In Texas, more years could be excluded as compared to some of the other states, and producers may have decided to spend additional premium dollars on the yield exclusion option instead of opting for STACS. Some growers will need to see STACS work for at least a year before making a purchase decision.
And in conclusion, Dr. Campici shares one of the biggest challenges the council faces.
The National Cotton Council continues to support farm policy that provides support to growers without impeding the flow of cotton to the market. The challenge is to craft the best safety net with increasing budget pressures and increased scrutiny from those outside of agriculture and in the trade policy arena.